I don't know where the Hennessy is, but we've got Hennessy.
Oh, do you know how funny that is? That Chris, I'm not drinking. Do you want a Hennessy? Your team.
I might quit drinking in here. Yeah,
oh, sure.
I have to. I've never, you know, I say I've
not trying to yak more too tough, man.
No, it is though, bro. I always say I'm a quit sign and I quit it, but I've never told myself I'm a quit drink. I'm going to yak. So this is going to be the real challenge in my life, bro. Not quit it, but cut it down on occasion.
Why am I seeing bare black credits with Jameson? You might get some deals.
What I will say is, this Serrano and apple juice changed my life.
What do you mean?
With the paper?
Manchester, that shit was gorgeous.
Guys in.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, you need to start giving off approvals, bro. What's going on?
I'm a sparkling. I'm a fizzy. I'm a.
I don't like fizzy drinks.
Fizzy may be bloated, bro.
This is $39.99.
That's why I don't like fizzy.
Yeah, I need to quit.
That was how much?
$39.99.
That Hennessy brick has gone wild, bro.
Yeah. Is it all recording? I think so. Is it all recording? Yeah.
$39.99. I could have got two fitteds for that.
Probably could have, you know.
How's
looking in the right place, you probably could have.
You know what I mean?
Yo, before we start, I'm going to do a quick shout. I know we don't usually do shout outs, but shout out to these, man, because ever since I kind of linked up with them, they proper embrace, man, and I've been on their platform a number of times. Shout out my niggas over at Rest Things. They reached 200 episodes a couple weeks ago.
Shout out Rest Things. I've been on their show.
They're on to 201 now, I believe. But
I big up them, man.
Yeah, my niggas over at Rest Things. Yeah, I've been on Rev Radio with NK.
Did you do the intro music challenge? I done fucked up.
No, we were just shooting the shit about different things that were going on. But I've been on, I think on total across like all of the different shows they do, I've been about 4 or 5 episodes of there.
Shout out Rest Things.
But yeah, shout out Rest Things, man. They reached 200 episodes as people who do podcasts, and that 200 episodes ain't easy. So shout out my niggas. I would name them all, but there's so many of them. Shout out my niggas over at Rest Things. Shout out all the man them in the Discord.
I met one of the niggas at the barbershop.
Oh, sir.
Because you know me with like names.
Yeah.
I know faces.
Yeah.
You've been on it. I've peeped it. But I don't want to be going up to a person first, innit? You know what I mean?
You're going to come up to you eventually or what?
No. It was like mutual. Okay, it was like a mutual thing. Like,
Meet
in the middle.
Yeah. Like, I don't ever want to be like...
You showed a bit of ass.
No, you know what it is? I'm mad shy. It's not me being like...
You ain't shy.
No,
you are not shy.
Once you get to know me.
No. Once you get to know me, relax. I just want to take some pictures.
Fucking hell.
But I just don't want to be, because me personally, like, I love when people come up to me, but I don't show the same reaction.
Yeah.
But when I go up to people, I don't want to be like, man, nigga, get out of here. I had a rough day. Yeah. Missus just left me and shit. But like, I don't. But I'm at a barbershop, get my line up.
Pause. But yeah, let me finish my shout out. Listen, shout out my niggas over at Rest Things, 200 episodes.
That's a lot, man.
It's a lot of episodes, bro.
That's a lot, man.
A lot of episodes. Shout out them out, man, because that's consistency.
You might be getting invited to podcast, bro. What's going on? Why am I not getting no invites?
Because you're not a fucking good orator, bro, with that list. Listen.
Later, Ludo. You're welcome on my podcast anytime, my
boy. Shout out my boys over at Rest Things. 200 episodes is fucking big, innit? Here's 400 more. Big up Rest Things.
I saw one posted today for AEW. They're back again, isn't it?
I've got a love-hate relationship with AEW right now, but I probably will be there.
How do you feel about CM Punk coming back, bro?
About the WWE?
Yeah.
I don't really be watching WWE like that anyway. So
how do you feel about him coming back after his issue with them shit?
I'm shocked he come back because of all the bridges.
He left when Vince was controlling. Yeah, he come back with Triple H.
He had issues with Triple H, though. He had a lot of issues with Triple H.
I'm just happy that
I'll be real. Triple H is in charge now, but he's been making moves behind the scenes for at least 10 years. Longer, probably.
I'll say nothing.
Triple H is the GOAT.
That's no, he's not, but he's all right.
Well, he's my
GOAT-ish.
He's GOAT-ish. I'm not a wrestling, I wouldn't say a wrestling fan, but I'm a I watched wrestling, but I wouldn't say I'm a fan.
Yeah, back in the day.
I'm like a, what's lesser than, you got the casuals. And
you're
a
halfway crook.
Kind of,
but can't we halfway crooks.
I don't even know what's under casual pause. But
nah, you know what?
Casuals, you got this, like,
we're not going to go on wrestling on that, but I want to ask you this question.
Go on.
You think the Rock's on roids?
What?
I don't know. Shit,
are they not all on roids?
Am I wearing black? Of course.
Are they allowed roids?
Yeah.
But you think are they allowed roids?
No.
They're not allowed.
Rocky not really.
Oh. Johnson. Yeah. Rocky Johnson is roiding.
Yeah, probably.
I swear his Donnie was Atlas. His name was Atlas. Teddy Atlas.
He was on what? He was
Mr. Olympia. Man, just wedge for being wedge.
Like, he was Mr. Olympia and all that. All right. Yeah, he was definitely on roids, bro. He was all doing Mr. Universe and all them things there.
I've seen.
All roided, bro. That's what the man there. God rest their souls. But Batman were dying of heart attacks.
That's what I mean. But I feel like Rock is so happy and nice.
I don't know if
the Rock was he roiding when he was the Brahma Bull.
I don't know.
Was he roiding when he was the Brahma Bull?
Went to Hollywood. Even you, man.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
The Rock. Is that nigga not taking steroids?
Okay, cool. That makes sense. Since he's gone Hollywood, cool. But when he was Brahma Bull, when he was the young world, the people's champ, I don't think he was roided.
What the fuck are these niggas talking about?
Man, and work on Apes on Tapes.
No,
my favorite podcast.
But no, but steroids, cool, for his shape.
I would take steroids in my dick.
Thing is, you're an actor. You know, actors take steroids, you know, to boost up as well.
Fuck would that, I'll take it in
Chris
my
Hemsworth
dick.
Chris Hemsworth
definitely took steroids. Wow, nigga!
Bro, a lot of them, MCU do, but they're coming out blunching that, bro. Yeah, bro. They take a steroid.
No, I
mean, they take like a safer version, don't they?
No, them man, you have to understand, when them man take it, they take it about as safe as you can take it. They have doctors,
you know what,
everything.
Though? I feel like it's easier to take steroids in any entertainment than when it's sports. Obviously, you got to go for the testing. I see these boxers when boxers?
Piss test.
Yeah. But that's because they're trying to keep the sport safe.
Yeah, you understand. Wrestling. Yeah, you're right. That man are roiding.
But then even with acting, like Hollywood, if you do take roids, you're gonna have doctors who are gonna monitor your sleep, your eating, your hydration. All
Gold Dust never took no roids,
so you're gonna take it. It's gonna be safe, innit?
Have you seen that thing of I think it was Von. He was beefing one of them guys, but basically he was having an interview, and he opens the water. And he was like, nah, this has been open. Like, give me a new one. He's like, niggas is trying to kill me.
I don't remember who it was, but I've seen that.
I'm not.
How can I go from what to I know what you're talking about? I know what you're talking about.
But I'm not tapped in with that kind of music.
I don't know who it was, but I know the video you're talking
about. It was like the young boy kind of guy.
You don't want to put the Jamesons on the sponsorship?
We're not sponsored by them.
All right, cool.
Nah, but shout out to Jamesons.
No free promo. Shout out.
I'm not trying to get Tropicana and Hennessy, I hear that.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind a Tropicana sponsor.
I lie.
shout out to Jamesons.
We didn't come here to talk about wrestling and steroids, bro.
What episode number are you
on? Who should I get killed? Someone said, I'm trying to get killed. Was it like a black guy saying I got it?
It was a rapper. He was doing an interview. He took his bottle of water, opened it, and he was like, this bottle was open already. Give man another one.
Yeah.
And he asked why?
Because he said
nigga trying to poison me.
Bro, he's ops and got poisoned.
Hey, weren't that Javonte?
Who? No.
Who?
Javonte.
Oh, Davis. No, I don't know.
Oh, hey, tonight.
You say, yeah, the ops got poisoned.
Oh, no. So, you remember when his boy got killed, on the roadside and he was screaming? Like, no.
Oh, Quando Rondo.
Quando Rondo. I know he's tapped in.
Of course.
Yeah, like.
But I ain't seen open open things that I'm getting poisoned.
Yeah, you ain't tapped in.
The people that beef with Quando Rondo, they got poisoned, bro. They'll just shoot him.
Can I ask you, what episode number you on?
We on 76.
But when we get started, I got you a present.
Oh, go on.
Christmas present still.
Yeah.
Be a vape.
I'm not even lying. It's not a vape.
What's up?
I got you, man, baby bear bricks.
What's up?
It's like a Kinder Surprise. But you know what a bear brick is?
I know what bear back is.
Yeah. It's a bear brick. So it's like, you know, like them little bears with the ears.
Oh,
and they go for big money.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what you open, it could go for big money. It can't. But I just want to say thank you for always putting me on your podcast.
No problem.
Because I was telling Alex earlier, you know, real talk, you know, it's like ever since Top Boy's come out, you know what's happened now? It's that people say, you look familiar. And I jump the gun and say, Top Boy. They're like, nah, bro. Apes on Tapes.
Up there, you love
it. You man, thank you lot for keeping my buzz going.
There's a lot of wrappings to go. Can I open it?
Yeah, do your thing.
Am I going to unwrap?
They're crackling on the mic, man.
Niggas got to hold that.
Sonic is a good one.
I can't open this shit.
You can't open a condom. You can't open that.
Bro,
I think I'll just use the condoms.
That's how you know he's bareback. He's bareback.
I can't open this shit.
Nah,
you put his mouth on it.
I was about to bust it.
You put his mouth on it or not?
Nah, I'll open this later.
You're mad neurodivergent.
Nah, bro, it's mad slippery and shit. Like,
thank
you, though. That's like that's my first Christmas present.
Shit. Yeah, man. Father Ramadan got you, look.
Thank you, bro. Muslim niggas celebrating Christmas.
Man, it's fine. I've got about a Christmas tree this year. Shit. I told the missus, let me go to IKEA and get one. They must have some sort of good advanced shit, right?
Does your missus celebrate Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have to tap in.
I'm trying to tap in for the crib.
Yeah, like I'm trying to get into that bag, but
with aesthetics.
Like with me, like Christmas, like I feel like sometimes I'm the Grinch because niggas are so happy. But I love the way, I've always said, with white people, it's like they pause that racism shit.
To the side, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, like, you're right.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like a little friendly ceasefire, you know, like the Germans and the English people.
They play football together,
yeah.
At that moment.
Yeah. It's real.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, it's real. I don't know who won. I don't know who won the ball game, but
couple nutmeg rushes and that. Nutmeg rush, get the AK.
But yeah, no. Like with white people and Christmas, it's like they're
they
so
go hard, man.
They're so jolly, and it's like you know the Christmas parties. Like, hey, me at the Christmas parties, man. When I was 18.
I've never been to a Christmas party.
Bro, I used to turn into a little creep when I was 18.
Fucking turn?
No, but you know the ones, yeah, like when you're young.
As it turned.
You know the ones where you're young, yeah.
Kicked off the creep.
Yeah. And it's like, I was
born one.
So I was like 17-ish.
Came out of the womb touching my dick.
You were going to Christmas parties at 17?
So
work parties? Where the
so
fuck
I
work?
Had my first job.
You're a paper boy.
So I had my first job when I was 16.
What was the job?
So I was doing like
railway.
No, for cable and wireless. Just like, for like fiber optics and shit.
That was your first job?
Yeah. So like when I was 16, I couldn't go to the first one. 17 and a half. That was like, nah, like we'll get you in. And then it was like, I know, like first drinks. And I remember it was like, you know, we go to a workspace. You usually have like the work wife, the work mum. Mm-hmm. But I only had a work mum because like I was 16, 17. But then it's like my first time getting drunk with all the elders. I just remember turning to like my work mum like, what you want?
We're a grown-ass woman, two kids and like a 3-year marriage, bro.
But them Christmas parties, everyone be cheated. Fuck the kids at home. Fuck the little husband or wife, you know what I mean?
Like, I never got that, you know, like that sleeping people that you're at work with.
That's crazy though. You know, you see Christmas parties, you never have to invite a plus one.
Oh, some.
Nah. Like my old job.
My girl ain't never invited me to no fucking Christmas party, bro. Like I punch up everyone in there.
Yeah. Like, find out a work husband, you definitely punch him up.
Like, who are you? Yeah.
Now my old job, I used to have like little work parties and I'd be like, Mo, you coming through? Nigga come through, we're just having a good time and it's always free drinks there, you know what I mean? Like but then like my other job, it was just like more just the guys going pub. That's when it got real techie.
Fucking love a pub. Yeah. My birthday, all I care about is going pub.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, my whole life, yeah, my birthday's coming up and I've never had a surprise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, same.
I've surprised everyone on my Donnie's, bro. All I want is a surprise. I don't care if I'm not surprised.
I've said that.
But still, you want
I go organise a Pablo link up. What?
I kind of.
What on you, man?
I kind of would like a surprise, but like 30th, if anyone's down.
You're 33, though.
You know what
Alex, what's your thoughts on surprises?
Say again?
What's your thoughts on surprises?
You can't surprise Alex. You'll punch someone. Oh!
Yeah.
Straight attack.
Like, your missus said, your missus did when you'll be happy.
No, I wouldn't be happy.
So you got a missus?
What? No, I don't.
So you told me the missus got you the hat?
I bought this myself.
No, they're like, you knitted that.
No, it's a good hat though.
It's a wavy hat. No, I can't lie, it suits you.
It does, innit?
Yeah.
All hats.
I'll tell
you. But no, I don't have a missus, bro.
I was telling Atlas yesterday, I was like, I want a Santa hat too, but a Santa hat would not fit my head, ever.
Santana hat.
Santana. But yeah, nah, it just like with the braids.
The hair, innit?
Yeah, no, bro, that's an excuse. My head is fucking fat.
What were you talking about?
Wham.
Bro, it's big.
What were you
talking about? Even like, people tell me, oh, cut the dreads off. I was like, bro, I'm hiding this big head, bro.
I hear it.
Like, it's...
because it's been a while, but I remember Atlas...
Are you scared of the head shape?
Nah, but do you know what it is?
I'm scared of the beard shape. I think I ain't got no chin underneath this.
Bro, yeah. I'm
pretty sure there's no chin underneath.
You look like Margie Roo under that.
Yeah.
One time, I swear down, I was invited to some, I don't know, some epic fucking soiree, actors party. I said, I need a good low trim. Bruv, he went there. Bro, I was that. Bro, the rose was peak, bro.
I remember one time I was at the barbers, yeah. This was like, something. And I said to the brer, like, just... one all over, don't touch the beard. The first thing the nigga did was hit
touch the beard.
And I legit pulled away. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. And he was like, you said low. And I said, my head, nigga. The fuck? I was fuming.
These niggas not listening, bro.
You know what?
Like, no, fuck
I've gotten to the age where I can deal with my beard, bro. Mm. I can neaten up my beard. I should just deal with the trim. I can do the whole beard.
I've got a confession to make.
What's the confession?
So recently, I've been going to this white barber's.
No, yeah. I knew this was coming.
What? That man giving you the foot, like, what the...
And do you know what it is?
The Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nah, he's Albanian.
All right. No?
Nah, he's good. Like, he's...
Shout out to Albanian niggas, man.
Bro, like...
What a country.
Shout out to Albanian.
Yeah, do you know what it is? Yeah, like, with Albanian barbers...
Very mean, Durres Beach.
Good beach.
Good beach, bro.
Good beach.
Bro.
Yeah, shout out to Durres.
Shout out to Durres.
But yeah, Albanian barbers, yeah, they're mad cheap as well. Like, I feel like they're just. Bro, my one.
Don't say it out loud because the price is going to go
cheap
up.
Cheap suits.
No. This nigga ain't tapped into, nah. It's £14.
Bro, last time I spoke in Albanians, we got 1.5 million views, bro.
Bro, but.
It'll find its way to
them. Them are out there, bro.
Find its way to them.
Yeah. Them are not patriotic, bro.
Patriotic.
Bro, I celebrated my last birthday at Albanian pub.
Oh, so.
Yeah. Rio Aura, big up Rio Aura, her pub.
Yeah, but.
What was that?
It's in West.
I remember the longest.
That's my homie, you know. That's my homie, you know.
Well, Rio Aura.
That's my homie from growing up.
Rio Aura's mixed race.
I used to jump on my trick nuts. And
what does that mean?
Chick nuts on the side of the bike. Bro.
Yeah. Thank you for saving me because I went down on hole.
You ride bikes and then you have like the little poles on the side.
What are they called, stump pegs?
Shari Aura, man.
Niggas at least be calling
she's still a real G. Till this day, she's still a real G, you know?
Nah, honestly, I'd crash, though. She's beautiful. She's one of them ones there where she looks...
Have you seen Elena Aura?
Elena?
Her sister.
Nah,
her
ain't
manager.
What does that even mean?
The sister, who's our manager, called Elena Aura.
How you go from Rio Aura's my brother?
Ain't no Rio Aura. Yeah, because she knows what it is.
The one thing I wanted to talk about, it was like, you know what you said about people rising the prices, yeah? I said, bro, from time when, you see when you get a black barbers and they've got the black gloves, ring light, it's all...
How much is your trim, you lot?
Mine's 20.
Huh? I'm score. I'm 20. No, I'm £20.
Yeah, £20. It's been
20. Wild. Look at that. That's a £20 trim right there.
Myself, bro.
What? Swear down. Oh, yeah.
Bold, bro. Yeah,
you go for the Austin 316.
I can't lie, it's good.
You go for the Ahmed Johnson.
The most annoying thing is, it's the barbers and the bald guy in front of you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Have some decorum.
Now what? When the ball guy goes on that call, bro, he's going to be 5 minutes.
It's never 5 minutes.
It's never 5 minutes.
You know what it is? It's the detail to the beard.
The nigga be trimming his thoughts, bro.
But my
I feel like niggas is paying Pinky for a trim.
Yeah, Pinky is crazy. That's
fucking ludicrous.
Well, my one's 50.
What, you might not? Wait, hang on. You might not tip your barber on a birthday?
No. Christmas.
Yeah, maybe.
I always go with a bottle in hand because, niggas.
That's not a bottle. That same £20 is one of the bottle. Give me the fucking £20.
No, my barber opened up I have three barbers now.
You're a madman.
Okay, you're
three
a
barbers.
Smart, bro.
Oh my bro, listen, bro, what are you on?
Stop bro, do you know what? Do you know what it is?
Stop yeah.
Do you know what it is now? Yeah.
Don't you feel ashamed, bro?
Yeah, bro.
You have three people touching your head, bro.
Cheat on your barber.
That's mad weird, bro.
Cheat on your barber, bro. What's wrong with you?
Like, how many opticians do you have?
Three as well.
So how many opticians?
Do you know what it is? Yeah.
No, loctician.
No, the thing is, yeah, opticians and barbers now, yeah, they're all
locticians.
Like, oh, loctician.
All
right.
So, like, all of them now, yeah, they're so booked and busy. And it's like, all right, cool. So, sometimes my barber, he ain't open on Tuesdays and Mondays. It's like, bro, sometimes I need that trim for, I don't know, Thursday night or Friday night. I'm not going to barbers on a Thursday. Yeah. But, like, having three, one, the white guy, just mad close. And main barber, that's like when I'm going to need to feel special.
Mm.
Like, £50 will make me feel like, I can't lie, when I give him the 50, I don't feel that bad.
Big up my barber, Dev. I'll never cheat on you, bro. One barber in my life.
One barber.
Only time I cheat is when I'm on set acting, bro. Listen, they gave me a white woman to cut my hair off the top, boy. And, you know how disrespectful that was, bro. She approached my head with scissors.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Well, you can scissor your head, though.
Man. You can't, bro. I don't care. You can't scissor my fade, really.
Your like hair texture, you can scissor.
Do you ever have this problem with your barbers, where it's like an unspoken thing? It's like, give me the same as last time, but you don't know. It's not like give me a two and a low fade and this is like.
No. Like my barber knows. Yeah. Like when I say last time, like the only difference I've realized, like obviously shout out to Albanians, isn't it? But his English ain't that great, innit? So, like, the instructions, you know, like
you have to be very.
Yeah, but you know, like when you go to a different country and like
you slow it down.
Yeah, but like the only way I can imagine, I went to Tunisia, and then
you got a haircut out there.
Bro, like Tunisia, no English. It's just.
Did you get haircut in Tunisia?
No.
They lied to you, bro. They know English, bro. They're hustling.
Yeah. But yeah, but it's just Arabic and French, like most.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but then it's like, I'm trying to slow it down, and they're just like, and I get frustrated.
Yes, brother. Yes, brother. What do you want?
But like with him, I'm just like, like a two hair, and then like a one hair.
Be like two.
But like,
two.
But that's the comfort. The comfort I like going to a black barber is just like, and plus. My black barber is like a therapist. You know what I mean? When you touch down and you just Yeah. Hey, my girl pissing me off today.
Yeah, I hate that bitch, man. I'm leaving her.
But on that note, big up. Therapist is out on the 15th of January. It's a film I'm in that I play a barber who's a big
up. Is that on 15th?
Yeah, it was supposed to be out in November, but due to the actor's strike, we pulled it back to.
Yeah, the actor's strike.
You don't want to come to the premiere? One time I can invite Vanessa to the premiere.
I'm there.
Yeah? It's going to be at like a cruise zone or something like that. Was it a cruise zone? Was that places?
But where?
Curzone, whatever that.
But when is it?
15th of January.
The premiere though?
Yeah, the premiere.
No, the premiere's 15th?
Yeah.
It's finally, yeah. Finally.
So I have a snow. Yeah, if you want, I'm going to wear a suit.
So how come we didn't get any Top Boy invites?
Oh. Fuck that.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Huh?
No, I'm there though. What's the what?
He was in Top Boy too. But he was just ahead. Pause.
15th of December, I'm not too sure. Day, 15th of January. I don't know. Bro, I ain't done a fucking calendar.
You're fucking going to.
All right, well, leave me your phone now. Fucking calendar. Fuck it.
Do you have an agent?
I have an agent.
It's me. It's me.
Nobody's getting no jobs.
I have an agent. Oh, bruv, listen. I've been getting hella jobs, but you know what's been happening? I've been getting hella callbacks.
Them auditions must be tough.
They're horrible.
I think it's a Monday.
It is.
Oh, so my birthday's on a Wednesday. If you don't want to surprise me.
It's a Monday.
Your birthday, nigga.
You lot are all welcome to come. Let's go.
Put me in the guest list.
Yeah,
Ludo,
man.
Ludo is one of those guys that says he's there, but he's never really there.
You're not going to show up in a fucking ski mask and black gloves.
I'm going to throw this out there. I'm finally a Moroccan citizen.
Oh, you got your passport and everything?
It's very important. It's a very important moment.
Yeah. Shout out Morocco.
No, shout out.
Dual citizenship.
I can't lie.
He gave me that because of Top Boy.
I saw a tweet a couple of days ago. Talk about like the Moroccan food. Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. What? Sit cold. What is that? Salahdin Bebek. Sit cold. Kemlin Bikum. Kemlin Bikum.
No. So
what food?
Wait. Someone said. Wait. Someone said, yeah, if you want to lose weight, go to North Africa.
Sit cold. Sit cold. Like harak tabuni mek.
The nigga was like, I'll taste the tangerine. I wanted to break the bottom of the chef's head.
No, I'm getting mad.
No. Listen. You lot all know my best friend growing up, and my best friend to this day is Moroccan. And like her family will tell you, when you go to Morocco and like restaurants and that, aside from a fair few, it's not nice. But home cooked Moroccan food is gorgeous.
Yeah, we don't eat at restaurants.
Home cooked Moroccan food is so nice.
They might not give you the shitty shit. On purpose. No, all right. Well, okay. No. Okay. I'll take it back. You know, I didn't. All them words I just said. I was just saying I like you very much.
No, like even when I was in Tunisia, I was like, yeah, this food's all right, but
Moroccan food, bro. But they got something called caliente. You know what paella is? You know paella is Moroccan, right?
No.
They might think it's Spanish paella.
Yeah, Spain be stealing best shit for you.
No. What
like,
is it?
Didn't. I think Italians stole like spaghetti from Somali. Yeah, like Somali.
Well, paella means leftovers. It's what the Spanish people used to give the Moroccan slaves. And then we mix it and made it a banging dish, and they try to run with it. Fuck you, man.
What are you talking about, like oxtail, like being slave food?
Yeah.
I've never in my life had oxtail.
What?
I can't. Why the fuck am I going to eat a fucking oxtail, bruv?
Tajine, shut up.
Tajine, baby. Any, bruv. Tajine breakfast, tajine lunch, tajine dinner, tajine brunch.
You know what? With oxtail, I get it. Like, oxtail's not my favourite, like, dish. Like, it's all right. It's the same with, like...
Oh, a direct pork guy.
Nigga, you are.
Bro, I ain't got dreads.
No.
Fashion dread.
Hey, Jamaicans know. Hey, when that jerk
pork, bacon dread.
Yeah.
Bacon
dread. But like it's like with it's like when people are like, oh yeah, like oh you must love jerk chicken. It's like, bro, like jerk chicken's
it's good, but it ain't jerk pork.
No, it's not even as good, it's all right. Like it's like a six.
I know Jamaican niggas don't be liking rice and peas.
Oh, no, the one is rice and peas with the kidney beans. Yeah. It's like a little, you get like...
It's a filler, though.
It's all right. It's like, it's a filler.
It's part of the dish.
Like, right? Niggas eat it all the time. So
anytime
I
go... No.
The one is, it's like, it's with like certain meals. Like, I ain't going to have curry goat with rice and peas because...
Okay.
That's like, it's... I don't know, the curry goat with the white rice is just...
Much better.
It's much better, but then, all right, cool. If you're having a little jerk chicken and rice and peas, it's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
It can run, but
once
again, it's like, I don't know. Do you have any favorite like Congolese food?
Yeah.
What is a Congolese?
Chaka Madesu, for instance.
What? Sorry?
It's like you get beans and you stew it with cassava leaf.
Cassava leaf?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one time I had Congolese food was
that's
in...
That's like a vegan joint, right?
No.
Plant-based.
Well, yeah.
Where the meat
at? It's not on... purpose. You usually have that
in the elbow
with rice,
drop
and then
it.
You'll have like you have your meat on the side.
Okay. So it's the rice and pea version. Okay.
Yeah, the one time I had Congolese food was in France, and I don't know.
Brand double.
No, I don't know. I don't know. But I,
the goat meat. Smoked goat meat.
I know.
It smoked was, goat meat. I need to tell you something. That in Tabba be going so crazy.
Yeah. But I made a mistake,
though. That in Tabba with them onions. Yeah. Oh, my dad be getting so mad because I'd be eating it when he brings it home before you can get
it. I made a mistake, yeah. Like, I had it the night, like, fresh. The morning after, I was like, yo, that slaps. And then it still tasted nice, but.
What was it? Like, describe it.
It was just meat and, like stewed meat. Kind of thing.
Stewed meat.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know what it was.
Probably in
Tabba. But yeah, then I had it the morning after, yeah. My belly was fighting for my life.
Even if it was pterodactyl, was better than that shit you niggas be
fuck out of here. Sit down. La harak tabu nimek. Everyone say after me. La harak tabu nimek.
Nah, nigga. Nah, nigga.
That's a cut angle. I'm not going to do that.
Sometimes, like, whoever's editing this here, I need. La harak tabu nimek. I need a fucking.
My tongue don't move that way.
Pause.
Pause.
What's the good Angolan food?
Feijoada.
Feijoada?
Yeah, feijoada.
That sounds interesting. That sounds intriguing.
What is it?
Like, crow. Like,
nigga, why are you mad shy? Like talk your shit, King.
I just had it.
It's like a stew with beans in it, different meats, carrots.
Does it?
Africans love a bean, innit? Mm.
Yeah. Shout out Pippin.
Hey, Beanie Man.
But with different people's food, the one thing I said was, yeah, Italians have been sneaking into like the top five discussions ages.
Overrated.
Don't tell me pizza isn't Italian.
No.
Secretly, pizza is just, it's just cheese on toast with tomato ketchup.
Like, I wouldn't.
Let's not add like pizza don't slap, bro.
But am I right or wrong?
No,
is it cheese on toast?
I feel like as you get older,
get the fuck out
like,
of here.
Like, do you remember like when you was younger, you could like slap a little 5-6 slices, and now it's like 2 slices.
I'll be real, bro. Pizza, Alfredo, and lasagna. I'm not saying. Italian is top of the pops, bro, but they have nice food.
Yeah, nice food.
But like, are Koreans better? Chinese is better?
Indian
is better? You know, Indians
about
better?
I about this other day. Was
Albanian
last time
food is better?
Chinese?
Bro, that fucking, what's it called? Beef and rice we were having in Albania. Oh, goodness gracious, yeah, yeah. The fucking lamb we were having as well in Albania, bro.
Chinese make Chinese food?
Oh, yeah.
How?
I got an Asian girlfriend, bro.
Fair enough.
I'm like, chotai!
I see that, bro. I can't lie, Filipinos be eating mad pork, bro.
I know, astaghfirullah.
The one thing I hate about niggas, who don't eat pork, they think they're so better than us.
Like, nigga, eat ass!
I'm done. No, but niggas...
I know what's got more nutrition.
Eat the pork.
No, but like, it's like, I'm tired of, like, it's kind of like, when
I'm
niggas
tired to be shaved for my dietary choices.
It's kind of like when niggas like drug shame as well. It's like, damn, nigga, like.
Nah, I'm drug shaming. Sorry, bro.
Nah, I'm not.
Don't snort.
I'm drug shaming.
Don't do what?
Don't snort or ketamine in front of me.
There's niggas who can't.
Go ketamine in front of you, bro.
I said don't.
I've had that before, and I ain't shaming. But I'm saying there's niggas who can't go to sleep without smoking. And it's like,
Oh yeah.
Shame them too.
Or wake and bake.
Yeah,
a little wake and bake. And I was like, bro, you can't shame a man sniffing a little cocaine and just want to be like a little jolly.
I'm going to find a way.
Nah, man. Niggas need to go back to the roots. Black people need to go back to the roots of just like, just cocaine and shit, man. What making great music.
Crack music. Okay.
Bro, I'm saying.
Okay.
Disco music was a lot of cocaine and whatnot in the early
70s. Yeah, it was too party all the time. I don't care what you tell me. Rick James talking about Mary Jane, bro. That motherfucker was a yay master.
Yeah, never talk about cocaine.
The yay master, bro. We wouldn't. But there's a lot of bangers in this world. That
and Candy.
Be about, yeah.
Candy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Candy.
And he was about Candy. Candy's another song.
But he just seemed like he weren't a nitty. What, cameo?
No.
Seemed like a bit weird.
No,
he seemed like a gamer.
Things a lot of people on cocaine, they can be normally functioning people that you never know. But
you got functioning crackhead.
Yeah, that as well.
Yeah,
but
But
it got techie when they start cooking it and it became crack.
Yeah.
When the crack era came into play,
I feel like the crack era just.
I blame Franklin Saint.
I blame Ronald Reagan.
How about what is it? Bumpy Johnson.
Johnson, bro. Man, know about Bumpy. Yeah. You ever seen that film Hoodlum?
Nah.
I want to watch Godfather of Harlem, but it's not on any streaming services, and I hate pirating.
It's on. I'm sure it's on.
Ain't on Amazon.
No, I think I've No. It's on like
it's on Amazon. It's on the little add-ons for Amazon.
Yeah, oh, you got to pay it. Yeah,
MGM? But what I've been doing now with the little add-ons, I give you a little 7-day free.
Yeah.
I'm more tapped in now.
I ain't watching it in 7 days. Yeah, I got
shit. Ah, boy, binge, bro, binge, man.
I got shit to do, G.
Bro, a good 2 hours and a half a day.
I ain't got 2 hours and a half a day. Bro. I barely got time here.
Yeah, bro, like
if you get night, he's jobless.
Bro, man said 2.5 hours. I ain't got 2.5 hours,
yeah,
bro.
Nah, man, you just and sometimes I like to watch stuff when I'm doing things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to be directly...
Like slicing onions.
Yeah. Like I can watch something and then like, you know when you get a series, yeah? But you know with like series, yeah? Like the episodes 1 to 6, they're just teasing you, a little foreplay. Like,
but how these days really, series don't even really be doing 20 episodes on that.
Bro, it's usually 8.
Yeah,
8 and it's like a fucking hour long.
It's like 40 minutes. Yeah. And it's like with the like 8 episodes, you watch the first 6 and you're like, I kind of know what's happening. And the last 3-4, it's like, cool, things are getting techie now. It's like, let me lock in kind of thing.
You know what they do? This is what they do. They always suck you with the first episode. And then it's like, oh, you're in. And then it's like, by the fourth, you're by the end of this thing. Then it's, yeah.
It's like even...
I think if I didn't watch as much sport as I did, I'd have more time to watch series, but...
You mean wrestling? You watch a lot of wrestling?
Well, yeah, I watch a lot of wrestling.
Nigga, you watch everything, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I watch a lot of porn. Like,
fucking hell. Shout out Adam22.
Good question. You know porn? does your girl know you watch a lot of porn?
Maybe.
That's a no.
Nah, yeah.
Would you class that as cheating?
No, I feel like... Do you know what it is?
She's not going to watch this, is she?
No.
Yeah,
she's gonna watch this. No, I can tell she watches it, bro. She's scarred.
I feel like, all right, cool.
Would you call
porn is made for men?
But if a woman,
sex toys is made for women.
If a woman watch porn,
porn ain't made for women. It's always from the man's point of view.
But women,
you ever see first person view, and it's like some bread eating out of cooch. Nope,
I've seen that a couple of times.
What's called the blood cams?
Yeah.
What I will say is I don't have a girlfriend, but if I did and she watched porn, I wouldn't classify it as cheating.
I'll give her a high five.
But at the same time, it's like a little pleasure. Like, I'm not going to shame you for it. It's like, damn, like, but I'm going to be a little bit mad. Like,
oi.
Damn, I'm here dick hard as shit. Like, but at the same time, I feel like there's a fine line between addiction and just pleasuring yourself.
Yeah, trying to get off every now and then.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you got that baby oil in the microwave, that's when you...
What?
That's when you... That's
crazy. I should want to try that one day, you know?
No, I've tried it, man. That slaps.
Hot baby oil, that's going to burn. That's going to scald.
Nah, bro. It's like...
you open the microwave like 10 seconds.
And then you got to slap it on your wrist like baby milk. It's like, ooh.
That's it. You know, AJ, I remember once I tried to do, you know, like making your arm dead so it feels like another arm.
Between,
I tried to do that. Yeah, in between.
Oh, what, the imposter? So
like someone else.
Yeah,
the imposter, the intruder.
Literally, I tried to do that. Put up my phone for like 10 minutes. Yeah, bro, I was like, this feels weird.
You're just sitting on his.
I was sitting behind there, like, for time. Just like waiting. Like, bro, I'm horny as well, just waiting. But we put a timer on, about 10 minutes.
You're
like,
sitting on his hand, dick hard as shit. Just
waiting, bro.
You know, even stuff like that is like watching porn is like, it's never like, I'm at work and be like, all right, cool.
Watching it for the sake of it.
No. Like, tonight I'm going to watch the plot. Porn.
Tape study.
Yeah. I'm watching for the plot.
It's always just
what's
like,
the postman going to get up to today?
The little plumber.
I'm watching for the dismount.
Yeah. But it's always just like a spur of the moment kind of thing.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, it's never like...
It's always in your recents.
Was
it recents?
On the history browser?
Yeah.
Nah, it's...
Sometimes
I've got
all
the search.
Nah, niggas be going incognito, bro.
How
do
you do that?
I don't.
Show me that setting, because I'm pissed.
So there was one time, yeah.
I heard about this video.
I ain't hiding it.
There was one time, my head was in a maze. And so...
My head was in a maze.
Bro, like, so I'm watching my little sesh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And...
What category?
Let's not talk about that. But I'm watching my little
babysitter.
I'm watching my little sesh now, yeah, and the sound goes. I'm like,
don't it's coming out somewhere else. Wasn't it?
And I was like,
oh shit.
So I'm like when you no. When you're horny, yeah, like your brain's ticked on now, yeah. But when you're horny, you're like, bro, what the fuck, bro, like. So my dad used my car, innit, and he's
done.
Pulled up to
I'm
the
done.
Driveway, and he's locked into the car. But I'm just like, I don't know if he know, like, did it come out in the car? Was he listening to the radio? Or, but then I just like kind of gathered myself. I didn't go downstairs for like an hour. So I just come downstairs and I was just like, you good? He was like, yeah, yeah. I was like,
you didn't hear it.
Nah, no, 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 no. I was like, you see, when you like, when your first time you're high, you try to come back home.
Yeah.
And you try to act like you're like
normal. Yeah.
If I say hi to my dad, he would just ignore me, and yeah. that's like our love kind yeah, of yeah. thing. He was like, yeah, yeah. I was like, this nigga sounds nervous. Like he heard something. He heard something. I was just like, yeah, let me go back to my room for a couple of days.
Fuck's
sake. But yeah, man. That,
who's
like,
he hearing?
Hey man, bro, I don't know. Be no, like, I'm
what,
not. Like,
what athlete were you watching?
Your athlete.
I don't know the names. I'm not like Chino. So Chino knows from A to Z. Chino could do.
Shout out Chino, by the way.
Yeah, oh yeah, Chino's out
in Nigeria.
Chino.
Happy birthday.
Oh yeah,
happy belated to my nigga Chino.
But, oh, even that, like Chino's in Nigeria. I thought he was just going for a little family function, yeah. But then I forgot.
He's going out there for 419.
Nigeria in December.
Yeah,
that's a movie, bro.
A lot of people who I know from Nigeria are there right now,
bro. But only thing is the flights are like 1300.
Yeah. Damn,
bro.
What the fuck,
you know,
bro?
I need to go to Thailand, bro.
Huh? Where?
But you know,
Did you say Thailand?
I got bare niggas asking me questions right now, G. I feel mad neurodivergent.
Did you say Thailand?
Where in Thailand?
One at a time.
Where in Thailand?
Phuket.
Oh.
Fuck it.
You go away with it.
I thought it was called Phuket.
I don't know, geez. Whatever it's called. It's got PH
yeah.
in it.
Anyone said it right.
One of my niggas, Albie's out there. Shout out my nigga Albie. He's out there right now and he posted something on his story the other day. So he posted two things on his story the other day.
Was it a long
one,
probably was.
He posted a message to him and his brethren. And his brethren was like, I've just sent you £25 for your first five meals. And I was like,
what? £25 for your first
let
five
meals? Land. That's what I'm saying. That's what I thought, the same thing.
Go on.
Couple of days later, Albie must have posted like these two plates on his story, like mad rice and that. And I think the other plate was like mad shrimp or something. And he was like, this was £2.50.
Bro, suck was, a dick.
No, bro, I mean, I'm being serious. Like,
I said, get me there.
You see, when I went to Bali, yeah, like, so I was with my girl at the time.
Nigga, didn't you have that dollar rice and you were shitting everywhere?
Bro. Yeah, he had Bali belly.
Bro, no.
Wait, the thing is, remember he was shitting and puking at the same time.
Bro, like, well, the one
got spit roasted. Yeah.
Nasty, why are you getting spit roasted, bro?
Bro, like the one thing
one
I tell
in the front, one in the back.
Like when I tell people, when you go to like Thailand,
like
Indonesia, like Bali belly is like it's something that you can't help.
It's a rite of passage.
I'll be real, I'm just going out there with Madam Modium.
No.
Say it's a rite of passage.
Probably the Modium don't work.
No.
Yeah,
no,
but what a football said, like,
no,
okay, but recently,
it's not anything like, oh, you can feel it coming. It's just one day it hits you like a ton of bricks. And it was like, it's like you have to watch everything, like ice, everything you eat. Bro, because they use what? Like tap water to put the ice.
Of course.
And it's like, you have to watch everything. But I was there for 3.5 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to slip up once.
Of course, bro.
And then, but my one.
You get ill here 3.5 weeks.
But then I was like, my one was the chilies. Chilies ruined me. I love a hot, spicy meal.
I mean, your ass is on fire, bro.
Bro.
You know what I could really fuck up? Like a fried rice and chicken kind of stew dish thing with that's like mad spicy. Yeah.
But
I could really get into that.
But what I was saying, yeah, so when I was over there, my meal came to, so paying, you know, when you were a lady, you're like, nah, let me get this.
Mm.
And they said like 200, whatever, but it comes to like £4.
Mm-hmm. Say nah.
Bro, I got like two courses.
Yeah. How much is the flight out to Bali though?
I paid like, but then I paid 180, yeah, and then like all the places I probably stayed in for the 3.5 weeks, I probably spent, let's say, 600.
Okay.
So, I just came back from Morocco for £30 there, £40 back. Big up Ryanair. You know we does.
Ryanair goes to Morocco.
Yeah.
I hate Ryanair.
But no, but I'm telling you,
I'm with it. £30 there, £40 back.
No, but you're £30-£40. Yeah, I promise you, not shitting on like Morocco, but like when you go to that side of the way they live in, it's the most beautiful thing ever. Back to my story. I was like, let me pay for it. So it came to like £6 and I didn't expect it. So I was like, oh shit, like, let me just give the rest of like a £4 tip. I felt like
they
shit.
Closed the restaurant.
Bro, I felt like shit giving a £4 tip. I was like, bro, they serve the fuck out of you. Like, and I gave a £4 tip. Bro, the whole
place cried.
Bro, the whole, like the chef came out. The fucking bro, manager came out and was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, damn. I was like, bro, thank you, nigga. I'm on my ass right now. Yeah. But like going to that side of things is like, it's wonderful, but obviously the...
That's what I expected, Albania, but Albania's expensive as hell, bro.
Didn't you pay like a grand for a cab?
Albania's not that expensive.
How much is a beer? How much was a beer?
That's my nigga, 20, I don't smoke, but a 20 deck of Blems were like £3,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's ever in Europe.
Do you know came back Albania from Albania in the red.
That's your fault. You spent £110 on a cab that cost £15.
Don't lie, call it cabs. It was a prostitute.
But we ain't even told this story yet because we told the story.
No.
Sell the story.
Listen, what's happened there. Shout out my nigga OT. He obviously was getting married. So we were in two different groups, innit? So we pulled up to OT's like family house for one of the parties. Okay. Me, PJ, and Mello, we've pulled up. We're chilling. Now, Ludo, Lucas, and... anyway, they've pulled up, right?
Say no.
And they've come true, but Ludo's not there yet. So I've turned to Lucas. I'm like, where's Ludo? He's like, oh, he's coming. He's just paying for the cab. Then Ludo pulls up and he starts taking like notes out of his wallet.
Yeah.
And then one of us is like, yo, like, where's the rest of your bread? He's like, I don't know. And then she was like, how much did you pay my man?
I don't know.
So what he's done is he's cross-referenced like the money he had and et cetera, et cetera. And he's realised he's given man the equivalent of £105.
I didn't realise. Somebody has realised for me, bro.
Listen. This cab, because we all took the same cab like two or three times to get there. It's £15. £15 straight up. Ludo gave because he didn't understand the money, innit?
Yeah. Bro, but Albania money is Monopoly money. I'm not real, man. You don't think that made it worse as well?
Who's on the note?
I can't remember.
I don't even know who's
on the note. You don't think that made it worse as well?
Some hunter.
I was about to get the cab in it. Oti's mum was like, should I pay for the cab? I was like, no.
Oti's mum. It's quail.
Yeah, Oti's mum was like, oh, let me pay for the cab. I was like, no, it's cool. I got this. Everyone knows. I don't know the money. Whole week there, I don't know the money. I don't understand it. So they need the cab too quick. I'm like, bro, when I'm paying, B is to make sure I'm paying the right thing. They left too quick.
They spun out.
So I'm paying. I just gave him what I had, bro. I clocked after.
Nigga gave him like £110, bro.
So
that nigga went home. He was done. It was like 8 p.m. The nigga went home. The nigga was done for the day. He said, yep. My family's fed. I'm going home.
You think, bro, I ain't going working for the week, bro.
He gave the nigga a £90 tip.
He's probably going VIP and then
he gave the nigga a £90 tip.
You know, you're a nice guy, bro. You know, he's black. They're all right, you know.
He thought you were a rapper.
Yeah, he thought you were a rapper.
But the thing is, yeah, well, like, when
just like one.
Like, what you said, yeah, is like when I go away, I go to like a little bar or pub. And then that's how I know if this place is expensive enough. If I'm paying like a £2 equivalent for a pint, I know I'm good. I'm in a good space. I know everywhere's gonna be cheap. If I know it comes like Sweden, goddamn,
the most expensive place in the world, bro. £33 for a Burger King.
Sweden, their national wage or something.
Yeah, cost of living and quality of living is high in Scandinavia. Yeah.
Even like
Stockholm, expensive as hell, bro.
Apparently, Switzerland is a madness. Like I've always said, you know. You always see like even on TikTok, you see like Switzerland where they're going through that train through the mountains.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That looks nice. Look for a flight. You see a little 400. And like, okay.
But and getting there is not bad.
Yeah, but then people always say like, just like, even like a little McDonald's come to like a meal, £15 to £20.
Because I got family there. So if I was to go there, at least I could probably save some on the back on in terms
yeah,
of
yeah,
got,
but
there's black Swedes.
No, my sister lives out there. She got a job out there.
Okay.
Yeah. If I went there.
Well, there's black Swedes now, you know, Mbolo.
But apparently, it's like, shout out to your sister, but apparently it's hard to even get like a working permit.
Okay. So what happened was she was working for a company here and they moved her there.
Makes sense.
They didn't move there. She like got, they was like, a company was like, we got this job for you this much, we'll move you. And she was like, yeah, fuck, I'll take it.
Bro, like I've always said, like, I think my
wife... Get married?
So, no.
I've always said the one biggest regret I've ever said is not working abroad. I remember when I was working and I was like, do you want to do 6 months in Chile?
Who would have done that?
So you work at a railway, bro.
But where was everywhere?
No, I don't know. I didn't them niggas in Chile get stuck on now. Yeah, fuck that. Shout out my Chilean niggas, but nah.
But them man got their good.
Them niggas all got stuck. Them man come out, had goggles on. Them man couldn't see the light. They were like, nah, we can't have your eyes straight away. They're going to
something like this. I mean, it all came out like one hand on each other as well.
But on each other's back, then you're playing fucking Congo Bongo or whatever that shit's called. Niggas was in a Congo.
Follow the leader, follow the leader.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, yeah, like...
This guy will go out there, break a mountain, you can pull on top of him. You're not coming out, bro.
But the thing is, yeah, obviously...
Six months in Chile.
I just piss through the rocks.
You're not done killing me.
Niggas piss a bed through the rocks. I got us, guys.
Yeah. You know when they send us whole search party? Yeah.
Follow the piss.
You know, after when they like save everyone, like what happened? Oh man,
you're not gonna believe this.
But no, but I like.
What about that thing, Elizabeth Line?
What happened there?
One of the lines got faulty on the train.
Yeah,
okay. Stuff for 4 or 5 hours.
Took a shit on the train. I would have took
people
a
people pissing.
I would have took a big shit on the train. So you think I'm getting home from work, trying to go home and do the after work shit, and I got away on the train? Someone's that deuce.
Nah, but yeah, like, yeah. Just stuck.
I'm gonna drop that deuce, bro.
But like 4 hours.
I got mad stuff downloaded on my phone. I would have just been there bowling.
But no, yeah, no, but
I had enough battery.
I don't know, but they were there for 5 hours apparently.
That
I think one of the cable
threw it.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm looking for the most attractive woman in that carriage, and I'm saying, yo, let's just converse for 4 hours. Yeah.
But no,
you ain't got nowhere.
You man do that. You man never do that. Sit on the train saying, if this train got stuck underground,
where you headed,
around the platform. Do
you know what I do when I get on the train? Yeah. And you should do this when you go home. And all of you got to do this because I've realised the quality of footwear in London is fucking terrible.
Yeah,
get on the train.
Especially you going Shoreditch.
Broski, get on the train and just think to yourself, if I was going out tomorrow, which pair of trainers on the
wear? Oh, I like that.
And I promise, it'll take you like a week to find a pair of trainers.
I've got a collection
vegan
of like,
footwear.
When I get to, bro, the Victoria
is that
line.
One of those creps on with a V? Oh my,
bro, the Victoria line, bro. When I'm on the Victoria line, bro, I'm you know like Nikes without the swoosh on it. I've got a collection. You never see my collection. It's on stories that when like, the swoosh ain't swooshing. There's no Nactic.
I feel like Piccadilly's probably got the best swag. Shout out my niggas, we always...
Bakerloo line got the best swag.
Yeah, Bakerloo line, the Bakerloo
line. Bakerloo
line,
when you go to that
Bakerloo
Queen's
line looks like some Harry Potter shit.
Yeah. Nah.
Bakerloo line is so outdated.
It's from the 1800s as well, bro.
Bro, Bakerloo line, you do this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Look at white chicks.
Swag. the swag is immense on the Bakerloo line. You know why?
The jubilee.
I'm on it.
Nah, nigga.
And I thought that was a moment. I thought that was a moment.
I'm jacking
in the t-shirt though. I'll say that much.
Free Palestine.
Yeah, shout out Palestine.
Palestino, it's Palestine. An Italian team.
I was at a poetry night last night and a Jewish dude, shout out Jake, he got on stage and he told
me. Moody.
Jake, he got on stage, you can't even barely see the language. But he was a Jewish dude and he told a Free Palestine poem.
Oh, what?
Really cool. Proper cool. Because it was like, he started it and he's basically saying Free Palestine and he's describing all the things that are going on and stuff. Then he said a line about something about like, about his Jewish blood. And he basically said what I've been saying, which is when you use the whole being Free Palestine is anti-Semitic, you're doing Jews a disservice because Judaism and Israel was not synonymous.
Things, brother.
You get me?
I respect that you know that.
That's what he was saying though. He was like, I'm Jewish, but... You get me? Like, we're not the same.
Not all Jews are Zionists.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
shout out him, because he wasn't even going to perform. He was a last minute one. Okay. He basically went up to the girls organizing. It was like, I really want to tell this poem. You get me?
But I think
can I come to a poetry night?
Of course.
Can I?
Can you invite us?
Go on stage.
Man goes there by himself. He doesn't invite us. I'm going to a slam poetry night tonight, guys.
Come, but don't get on stage talking about some stabbing and that.
Yeah.
You represent, man, bro. Know these people.
Ludo.
I'm talking about my environment. So
the gun's so big.
I got a gun so big, you gotta kick the trigger to shoot it.
I got a gun. The gun's so big, you'll push back in time when you had a hairline.
I got a gun.
Let me add.
I got a gun
that
so
was
big. You can't
that
shoot power out that shit.
Don DeMarco.
The gun's so big, I can't get it up. Whiskey dick.
I just farted a little bit. I'm sorry, I just farted a little bit. I want to take that one. I got a question. It's off topic.
Go on,
this
man.
Be good. But yeah, you man can come. You should come watch you perform.
I'm gonna come.
Yeah, perform.
Oh my god, you slam poetry.
Niggas love to call it slam.
Loud noises. Loud noises.
I'm gonna come with a barrage. Good.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that people.
I'm gonna call you Alex. Yes, Robin.
Robin. That night is Robin.
Robino.
I know. You know. I got a question. I was thinking about it all week.
Well,
you might have a link to 10. You might have a link to 10. Mm. 10, yeah. And then in an instance, they become a -5. They've done something,
bro.
Fuck Alex.
I told this story yesterday. I told a story of this literally yesterday. I was in the car with my bridge and I told a story. I'm not telling you.
Do you remember? You're like a 10, you're like, oh my God, I can't. To the point where you can't believe you're linking that. Yeah, this is when I was, before I was retired, by the way, guys. You ever link something and you're like, rah. Like,
with me.
Has it happened? It's got a -10. In one moment, they've done something radical.
No. With me, yeah. Like, women always look better in pictures. How did you open it so quick?
Oh my god, there's another wrap here.
Oh,
it's
they're protecting it.
It's the side.
You're definitely neurodivergent.
That's a good one. 100%.
Go. I'm on the spectrum, nigga. Fucking neurodivergent. Oh,
carry on.
No, no, no. But there's definitely been a time, yeah, where there's always been a moment where you meet a woman for the first time online, whatever. And it's like, all right, cool. Sometimes.
Oh, is it online, bitch?
Sometimes they just don't look. They're not catfishing, but they're just.
They're working at angles.
Yeah, they're working at angles. But like, recently, to be fair, recently, the past like 3-4 years, I haven't had that problem. Like,
I'm always, so sorry if this comes out on the microphone, by the way.
Nah, man, nigga, it's Christmas, nigga.
Yeah,
you,
sorry.
You got an eye for it.
But yeah, but no, but yeah, like, I've been, for the past 4 years, I think when I hit.
The thing is, yeah, you guys say this, but has a woman ever, you get a woman ever said about you, though? 100%.
100%. All right, but the thing is,
the game.
100%. Yeah. I've been on a date with a woman and she asks me what I like and I say wrestling and she's like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But do you ever try to break it down to them? Like,
no, never,
why
never,
you?
Never, never,
I've
never,
tried.
Never.
Yeah, that's scaring the whole. I've tried. It's never
I remember I saw a tweet.
Over.
I remember I saw a tweet and shorty was like, "Oh, if someone really loves you," she said about herself. She was like, "Oh, I love being in love and like diving into my partner's interests." And I'm like, "When I'm telling you, let's watch this hour-long Japanese wrestling match. Yeah. Like, you're gonna be scared
from 992. I'll be scared. Yeah,
don't
do that. Like, be honest, you're scaring me.
Be scared. You have to understand.
Scared hold. You're scaring me.
Listen. You have to understand something. If you're not interested in my interest, I'm fine. We don't act like you are. Yeah, yeah. Just say that is.
Don't try and ram.
Yeah. I remember one time I was dating the shorty. Yeah, should never see this. I was dating a shorty, and she was like, "What's your favorite film?" I was at the departure. Let's watch it. I said no.
Cold film.
Oh, that's cold film, though.
No, but I know she wouldn't like it.
Fuck, what do you mean? Like no, how the?
No. But listen.
You know your girl. Yeah, I get.
So it was like the thing is, we'd been dating for like 6 months, innit? And because she had her own place, we spent a lot of time. We spent all the time.
Did you shit?
So I knew what she say again.
Did you shit in a house?
Come on, bro.
A babe with her own house is.
So like, so I knew what she was.
It's my house now.
It smells different.
I knew what she was into. I knew what she was into, right? And she's talking about some, what's your favorite movie? I was like, oh, The Departed. She's like, let's watch it. I was like, no. Anyway, fast forward like a week, had come up again. She was looking for something to watch. And she was like, let's watch The Departed. I was like, you're not gonna like it. Like, I'd rather just not watch it. She fell asleep half an hour in.
Ah,
listen, I got annoyed.
Because
I was like, I'm not annoyed that you fell asleep. I'm annoyed that I tried to avoid this.
And I knew
like,
it would happen.
Listen to me.
And it's something that I really, really like love. Yeah.
And it's like, so I could care less about the fact that it's more of the fact that it's like, I tried to avoid this, didn't it? And
but didn't when I put someone in the movie and watch it together, I want you to feel what I feel. So I get annoyed.
It's never gonna happen though.
You know when you're like watching your favorite movie with a girl, and you're like, yo, tap
in. Yeah,
No, tap in.
Even with friends, like remember we were at Manchester and I showed a Moody about Paid in Full.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, this is look what Rico's doing.
Nah, Moody with Paid in Full, I don't see that happening.
I love it.
I love my partner.
Yeah.
But she never seen Friday.
What?
And I sat down on Friday, and you know what she did? They said, oh my God, when we know Bad Felicia, she said, oh, Bad Felicia, that's where it's from. I was like, I'm getting a headache. Yeah. And this is me afterwards. This is oh, great film. This is me. You want to watch next Friday? This is what? There's another one? Oh, this is long. Yeah. I can't believe it. Oh my God. I was like, what? We ain't even here yet.
So what I wanted to do before even on, I wanted to know you lot's favorite Christmas movies.
Oh, you're doing the draft, innit?
Yeah. I'm ready for that.
I got my scout list.
I want to let you lot. I want to hear Atlas's favorite Christmas movie.
No, should we go?
Who's going first?
So should we just go
first,
around?
First overall pick, I'm picking Home Alone.
Which one? Do they all?
No.
The first one.
Nah, the second one's better.
So
the second one's better.
So
Christmas movie.
I picked
with the eye in the head.
My first pick is Home Alone 2.
Okay. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. You're my guy.
So who's your first pick then?
Die Hard.
Oh, that's my
second pick. Bro, you think I'm not trying to spend Christmas in a Nakatomi Tower with Hans Gruber, my guy? Are you fucking mad, bro?
I'm
best so Christmas film.
Die Hard my second
pick. And even Die Hard, do you know what my second best movie is? Die Hard fucking 2. Die Hard fucking 2 in the airport. Stuck in the airport trying to go see the...
Alice, your first pick.
You'll let me land.
I went mad.
Pick is in.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Ooh.
Is that Christmas? Mm. Okay.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Well, I'm not a Harry Potter kid. I'm a Lord of the Rings kid.
Okay. Like, my second pick. My second pick for the Christmas draft movie, Rush Hour.
What?
Does that count?
Hang on, what part of Christmas was that?
Nigga, Rush Hour, you watch it.
Rush Hour weren't Christmas, bro.
Yes.
Rush Hour was not Christmas. What part?
I feel like you're kind of...
No, what part of that was the film? The film's got to be based on Christmas.
It can't be a thing where it's like, oh, this is the movie I watch at Christmas.
Yeah. No, it's got to be based on Christmas.
I could say fucking, I don't know, Transformers.
Okay.
Bro, what the... Nah.
Okay, we're going to get in that. We're going to get in that. The Best Man Holiday.
Yep.
All right, I'm with you.
What you got, Alex?
So my second pick, it could have came first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What it does is childhood, is everything.
You be watching them white niggas too much.
Yeah.
it's everything. It's Elf.
Okay, fair enough.
Elf.
I'm not a big fan of Will Ferrell, innit, so.
What?
That nigga's
blasphemy.
That nigga's not funny.
Blasphemy, bro.
That nigga's not funny. Funny thing that guy's ever done is the plums thing. Other than that, he's not funny.
You need to watch a series.
I hate when niggas do that. I don't like something. Oh, you need to know, nigga. I'm gonna send you a link.
I'm not even gonna talk about it. I'm gonna send you a link later, bro.
But you know what it is? It's like, just like liking an actor. Off camera.
Bro, what? The snowball fight? When he's all slow motion.
I feel like everyone hates the person that everyone loves.
You can't hate.
Ryan Gosling. Yeah. I don't like Ryan Gosling.
He's all right.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I love him.
Yeah. What's your movie? Your
second pick?
Yeah.
Friday After Next.
Oh,
Holy moly, donut shop. Holy moly, donut shop. I said holy. Bro, what? Christmas in Cali? Yeah. Aye, Christmas in Cali, baby.
Yeah, no, that was...
That second pick.
Love Actually.
I've never seen it.
You seen it? What?
No.
Niggas don't know romance.
But do you know,
niggas don't know romance. You know what, man? This is why I love having sisters. I know bare rom com.
But the only reason why I actually wanted to do this is like to get some movies.
Love Actually, man. Get into a rom com, man.
I love rom com. Rom com's probably like one of my favorite genres.
I can't lie. Rom com is like after like crime and like Scorsese movies. Like rom com's one of my favorite. I love rom coms. I love a teenage movie as well, like Clueless. She's the man. She's all that.
Mean girls.
I love a teen movie and like a rom-com.
Okay, for my third pick, I'm going somewhere safe. Grinch.
Okay.
I haven't watched that. I've heard.
You've not seen the Grinch?
I've heard of it.
All right, I'm getting a headache. But it's like my partner not watching Friday, bro.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't celebrate Christmas.
All right.
He's a Jehovah Witness.
You can come over mine.
Nick, you don't celebrate either.
I know, but that's what I mean. We can freestyle.
Oh yeah.
No, but my third one is just like a personal fave. This Christmas with like Chris Brown.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I hate black people. So
come on, man. I had to throw in a little black.
A little black.
Chris Brown is what you plucked from your heart.
No, but it's like
that's what Idris Elba as well.
Yeah. Okay. No, but that's where I got my nickname from. My family nickname.
What?
Baby.
Oh, because you're the youngest.
Yeah. I ain't seen that.
No, you watch it. The one is, like, for me personally, you see the movies that are rated like five out of ten on like Rotten Tomatoes.
Those are the ones you liked.
Yeah.
That's like when niggas love them restaurants that are like 3 out of 5 on a hygiene scale.
You know what I mean?
Good character.
Yeah.
My third one, you ain't gonna agree. The Revenant. I don't care what anyone tells me. That was filmed in Christmas time. That shit was cold in that motherfucker, bro.
Fair enough.
That shit was cold in that motherfucker. That was Christmas.
I wouldn't say it's...
That was Crimbo, bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't...
That's a Christmas
wouldn't
film.
Wouldn't relate that to Christmas, and blood and shit. But your reasoning is, I'll give you that.
Give The Revenant,
as long as there's a little snow in there, you know what I mean? Wasn't it like in Russia or something?
You know what film was cold and no one ever talks about it? Was it the night before? Yeah. With Anthony Mackie...
Mm-hmm.
Little Donnie who plays I don't fucking know.
And then when they do the little
Seth Rogen.
And they
got a Wu-Tang fucking.
And they do the Kanye
song. Yeah. And they got the Wu-Tang Christmas stuff. Film was cold.
No, that was probably.
And they went to go pick up Dro from that guy. That was cold, bro.
That was a film that had like levels to it. Like I was like, oh damn, are these niggas gonna make it to the party?
Yeah, bro. Like, I was with them. I was like, bro, we making it to the party.
Alex, your third.
I got like 4 in my head.
This is the movie, nigga.
I'm gonna go Frozen.
Never seen it. Never watched
animated.
Nah, but puff before my time. I got time with no Frozen, bro. I'm Nemo era.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I saw Finding Nemo in cinema.
I fucking watched no fucking Frozen.
You know, I rewatched Finding Nemo for the first time since I saw it in cinema when I was a kid, like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot about the bit where Dory is like swimming, saying just keep swimming. And I thought of Mac Miller, and it broke my heart. Rest in peace, Matt Miller.
Yeah.
I still need to fuck you up. I just remembered. Yeah, I got you. What you tweeted earlier. I got
Do you know what it is? Like with me, like when my favorite artists die, yeah, like it's sad. But like with me in it, like if I, like not if, like when I pass away when I'm older, I want people to crack jokes on me. Like
I got you.
Like
broken in his AJ pack.
like you know what I mean? Like I want laughter. Like, you know what I mean? If something just happened, I waited a good 4 years.
But can we all agree right now that Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Low key.
We all agree Friday after next is Christmas.
And shout out Bruce Willis, man, because he's going through some shit.
Yeah, man. That's killing me, you know. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with him, but I hope he remembers what he's done. Like, bro, man. What do you mean? Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
My fourth one.
Bad Santa. This is top three.
Bad Santa's cold, though. Bad Santa's cold, though. That was part two when the kid gets older. Nah, that pisses me off. The whole situation's cold.
Fourth one, I ain't got a fourth. I ain't gonna lie.
Any man seen Jingle All The Way?
Oh my God, Turbo Man. Yeah, fuck off, bro. Jingle All The Way is up there.
We used to really do the Christmas movie too when I was a youth, man.
Turbo Man. Turbo Man.
You niggas can just rattle off your favorite Christmas ones.
Yeah.
The Holiday is a good one as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, The Holiday. Yeah, I like it.
Have I seen The Holiday?
I don't know. You tell me, Ak.
What is it about?
Good rom-com there. It's basically a shorty goes and these two girls swap houses. Mm-hmm. And then one of them falls in love with the shorty's brother.
Nah.
And then the other one falls in love with like Jack Black.
I ain't seen this.
Good rom-com. Growing up, yeah, I thought my love would be like a rom-com, you know? Growing up, I thought my love would be like a rom-com.
With a white lady.
You're like a crime drama.
It's a horror show. All
right, you man. Off topic, on topic, yeah? Like good. Top film, go-to film. Right, and when I'm talking about the synopsis, everything about that
drumline.
Drumline. All right.
What were you talking about in terms of what?
Like, it's like the whole storyline, the plot, everything about it, the actors, everything. What is your number one film?
Oh, The Departed.
Oh, fuck. Why? Why?
Because it's got Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, and Jack Nicholson.
All right. No, it's not about the actors. Like, about the plot.
The plot is so detailed, but it's told in a way that's so simplistic.
Yeah.
It's so easy to follow.
It's got
a great balance of action, like great acting and great script. You get me? But I'll be real, I always say that's my favorite because it's my favorite movie. But the movie I watch the most often is My Neighbor Totoro. I watch it like once every 2 weeks.
Are you trying to go watch The Boy and the Heron?
The what? I'll spoil you because I won't leave you hanging.
they got this new Studio Ghibli film coming out called The Boy and the Heron.
Oh, I heard it was
William
a new
Dafoe, Robin Pattinson. You know what's happening now?
I'm trying to watch Studio Ghibli. I'm trying to watch it in Japanese.
This is what's happening now. You see, like Americans, yeah, they're getting it. They're trying to.
I'll be real, bro.
Ludo, what's your favorite?
Don't say
all time. All time plot. Relax, everything that makes you go. What makes you go at the end of the film? Stand up and clap.
Before we wrap it up,
Scarface.
Yeah, fair enough. My one's probably Training Day.
I've got two things to say. Go fucking incredible. Like, Training Day is so fucking good.
Yeah.
I don't think Scarface is that good.
I'm going to tell
you.
Scarface is incredible, but I don't think, when I'm talking about movies like The Godfather and that, I don't think Scarface is that
good. There's a bit of yay.
But shout out Pacino because getting to play Michael Corleone and Tony Montana.
What did you say? Goodfellas.
No.
Goodfellas is fucking incredible.
Let me tell you what the film is. Nacho Libre.
Fair enough.
Let me tell you something about a religious man, a real religious man, yeah?
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Wrestling is forbidden, yeah? Mm-hmm. But he has to feed the orphans, yeah? Later, don't piss me off, bro. I'm Nacho fucking Libre. I'm waiting for Nacho Libre.
Nah, we got to wrap this up.
So I'll be quiet.
Alice, you want to take us out of here?
You done broke the shit.
No, you can take it.
I got the guy a present. He broke this shit.
You can put it back together.
Anyway,
let me take you lot home. Pause.
Please.
Thank you for rocking with us. Like, share, subscribe, retweet, tell a friend to tell a friend. Use the hashtag AOTPod. Yeah, you guys know what time it is. Thank you for rocking with us.
Get the fuck out of here.
When's this coming up?
Maybe tomorrow, maybe Monday. I don't know.
Some Irish dude once sent this. I don't know his name, so I can't quote him. But we love you. Now fuck off.
Yeah,
I love it.